What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get the fire started?
That wood.
Okay. What do you call a small room for hanging clothes in?
Clothes closet.
Okay. What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house?
Well, that's another question I don't know what to answer.
Well, have you ever used clapboards or siding or weatherboards or weatherboarding?
Well, you mean on the corner board?
I mean on the outside. You know,
you mean on the outside of the house?
Yes, sir.
That's weatherboarding.
Okay. What do you call the covered area at the front of a house where some chairs might be placed? You might say, the old ladies like to sit in their rocking chairs.
Where? On the front porch.
Okay. What do you call a small porch, often with no roof?
Well, you as a usually thing, a back porch is smaller than the front porch.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. And let's see. Oh, here comes Mr. Strickland back again. Hi, we're just getting going.
Just got started, huh?
Yeah, just getting going.
How you been, Jane?
Have you ever used a word like platform or portico or stoop or veranda?
Well, not many
times. Another honey, we can't never get no chance to steal it. No really, give a deal about getting rid of honey.
What do you call a small place where cows might be enclosed before milking?
Barn.
Thank you. Thank you. Did you raise them?
That's some of pear jelly.
Oh,
it's jelly out of pear.
That's wonderful. Well, I'm sure I'm going to enjoy that.
Right. That ain't bad enough.
No, I haven't, but I hear it's really good.
Well,
I know we're going to enjoy it. My husband thinks I'm kind of crazy running around like this, you know, to all these places, but when I come back with some jelly, I think he'll be happy about it.
Yeah,
like
I told her, I'd stole you some honey. Get some at that. You wouldn't know what to thought then.
Thank you so much. I know we'll enjoy it. Okay, let's see. What do you call a small place where cows are enclosed before milking?
Well, we always call it, we always have them under a barn, what we call a barn.
Well, now what about outside, before you take them into the barn?
Well, we call that a pasture, what we keep them in a pasture.
Okay. What do you call a fence or a wall made out of rocks or stones? We don't have any around here, do we?
We have nothing like that in this country.
Okay. What are the various kinds of wood fences?
Well, we don't have any wood fences here. It's all wire fences.
Uh-huh. Well, do you ever make rail fences down here?
Used to, but no more.
Uh-huh.
That's all. My fingers are fast.
Well, how about board fences? Does anybody ever make any of those?
No,
all wire fences then?
It's all metal fences.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying water or milk?
I don't know that either.
Well,
it's a keg, isn't it?
Well, it has a handle on it. And I don't know exactly how to describe it. It's got a handle on it. And when somebody goes to milk a cow, they usually carry one of these things.
That's a milk bucket, isn't it?
Well, that's what it's called, a milk bucket, but I don't know.
Well, that's what I want to know. You, is that what you'd call it then?
Well, that's what we always use as a milk bucket.
Well, now suppose you were carrying water in it. Would you still call it a milk bucket, or would you call it a water bucket then?
Water bucket for water.
Okay. Well, now that's if it's wood.
No. Well, we have had wooden water buckets.
Uh-huh.
But not in the last several years.
But most of the time they're metal then?
Yes, ma'am. It's always metal.
Okay.